Hi, welcome to For Streaming Out Loud, a podcast where I, Gordon Brown, look at films that are made and screened exclusively on streaming platforms like Netflix, HBO, etc. And this episode I'm going to look at Sunrise in Heaven, which is a rare Christian movie that's on Netflix. They do have some, and some might be surprised that I would be watching a Christian movie, but actually, I've actually seen quite a lot of them, so I actually feel like I'm in quite a good place to see where this is in the canon of Christian movies. So the first thing to say is, it's rubbish, obviously, but is it rubbish enough to be any good and to be entertaining to watch? And the answer for Sunrise in Heaven is sort of yes. It's only 1 hour and 25 minutes, so it doesn't take much out of your life. There were some times when I paused it, I was watching it with my wife, and just thinking, like, this is kind of insane, this is just so completely stupid. So there is some entertainment to be had. So the story is, it starts off with an old couple, they're driving, you know, schmaltzy lighting, etc., and they end up in a car crash. And so what it does is it flits between them, the husband, who is in some kind of critical condition in hospital, and it flits between those hospital scenes and the story of how he and his wife came to meet each other and then get married back in the 1960s. And so it stars Corbin Burnson, and he used to be the father of one of the psychic detectives in Psych. And all I have to say is, please make more Psych so he doesn't have to appear in films such as this. And Psych was awesome, so please just make more Psych. The acting is terrible. Really, really bad. The main actress for the mother, who, you know, when she's back in the 1960s, she's got this expression on her face that makes it look like she should really be wearing glasses, but they're not letting her wear them. And then she's got this, like, doe-eyed, I'm gonna do Princess Diana doing the interview. You know that one, where she's like, oh, there's three people in the marriage kind of thing. I don't know what's going on. She's not very good, neither is anybody else. What's the other thing? Oh yes, so ultimately, the film is, you know, it's a Christian movie, so it's all about the power of faith and, you know, everything's in God's hands. Well, when you get to the end, you're thinking, nope, that didn't work, did it? Not to spoil it too badly, so really weird. There's this terrible message from the pastor about halfway through the film, and the Corbin Burnson character is making it really tough for the guy who's in the coma when he was younger to date his daughter because he's a GI, and he's making him do all these crazy things, and they're going out shooting, and he's getting him to pull all the weeds, and the pastor's like, nope, that's entirely reasonable. Just do that. Just do whatever he says. Thinking, no, this is completely insane. That's just being a horror. What are you saying that's okay for? Just completely ridiculous, as so many things in this film is. Obviously, there's not much of a budget for this film. It's no, you know, it's almost like, it starts off like Breakthrough, which was, I think, the really big Christian movie last Easter, which has a kid falling through ice, and he's in a coma, and they keep on saying, look, there's nothing to be done with him, he's gonna die, just let him go. And then the mother says, no, Jesus will save him. And so it starts off like that, but doesn't end like that. It's no God's Not Dead or God's Not Dead 2. Like, they don't have the budget to get Kevin Sorbo. Like, Kevin Sorbo's not in this. So, you know, you're on to, like, a B-grade, C-grade Christian film if you can't get him in it. Yeah, it's rubbish. It's actually quite entertaining. It's not It doesn't take up very much time. And actually, there may be a lot of people out there who don't watch Christian movies. You know, this might be a gentle introduction to it. It's not overly preachy. There is one of the daughters who's at the hospital is like the nasty atheist who just wants to unplug her dad as soon as he gets into an accident. And his medical condition seems to go up and down all over the place. Half the time he's like, no, he's now being able to do stuff. Half the time he's not. I don't really know what's going on. The script is rubbish. So this kind of sort of evilish, not very good atheist daughter, well, she's converted in the end. So that's great for this movie. So I won't waste any more of my time really speaking about it. Actually, do go and watch it. It is entertaining, and there'll be bits that you'll just pause it and go, "What is going on?" But that's typical of these kind of movies. So you can follow this podcast at StreamLoudPod on Twitter. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. So please rate and review the podcast. And until next time, thanks, bye.